Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo at our new show time at 9 in the morning, and I'm so delighted that you're able to join us today. We have a wonderful guest, Daryl Knox, who has put together a publication that I think could really benefit so many people in today's world that is filled with so much conflict. There's so much anger. There's so much fear. How do we work with that? How can we take a positioning when there seems to be so much in the world that seems to be against us and turn it around and make our lives be a demonstration of something that shows not lack of possibility, passion, and personal power in a way that contributes to the changes that we really want to make? Daryl, I want to welcome you to the show and your book, Mastering a Healthy Self-Image. The Guidebook to Real Happiness and Enormous Success is quite a read. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Daryl, I was very interested in this. I met you at the National Publicity Summit last year, and you have had some pretty tough things happen to you in your life. You came from a family environment that was extremely poor. There were seven of you kids. Then, at 1 year of age, there was an accident that left you disfigured, and you grew up with an attitude. Tell us about that.
Well, as you know, when I was a year old, I was starting to run out toward the road, and my older sister, which was 11 at the time, she came running after me, and she tripped and she fell on the sidewalk, but as she was coming down, she literally landed on the back of my head, and she crushed my face into the cement.
Ugh.
And so, because we were on welfare and we didn't have the resources, my mother had no choice but to just wipe my face clean, and I grew up with a crushed face. So, you know, naturally, kids were no kinder back then than they are today, so mm-hmm. I got a lot of grief about having a crushed face as I grew up. You know, in your earlier age, you know, 5, 10, at that point, you know, you've got a lot of kids that are joking with you, but then by the time you get into high school, sometimes kids are pretty cruel in high school,
mm-hmm.
and... So I definitely would get into fights with people all the time that would joke with me about my nose. So really, I was a troubled child because I had a very poor image of myself, but I also had other people telling me that same story, and getting into fights was not a good place for me to be.
Here you are as an adult. You're a mature man. Your journey towards the understanding that you have today had a lot of ups and downs in it. There's never a straight line in life. I've never found that myself. And I think that when we do mature, it's wonderful to be able to share our knowledge. And you go through a number of things that people say, well, I've heard this before. Personal pride. The two P's. I had a very dear friend that he said, you got to have two P's, personal pride. And I think that that is something that so many people, they don't have. Their self-esteem, for whatever reasons. I mean, you had the crushed face. Sometimes they've been brutalized. Sometimes there's all kinds of things that go on. What was the beginning step for you where you started taking control? Because you did. Some things when you were growing up that weren't particularly positive, but who doesn't?
Well, you know, I was fortunate that One thing that my mother was able to do for me was to tell me that I was a very special child, in that I could be anything I wanted in life. I could go anywhere I wanted in life. And so she kept nurturing that mindset with me. And so having that crush face really gave me a determination to say to the world, which, you know, I mean, it's always good and bad. Nothing's all bad. Nothing's all good.
Mm-hmm.
But it gave me a determination to say, I am going to be someone when I grow up, and I'm going to work as hard as I have to work. I'm going to educate myself as much as I need to, but I'm going to be someone when I grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all certainly have opportunities, no matter who we are, to have challenges in our life. And so we have to step back and say, no matter what those challenges are, it's my responsibility now that I'm an adult to take control of my life. And, you know, to say, well, somebody else is at fault, and the government's too big, the businesses are too big, and so those things all have control of my life. That's a cop-out.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
easy for me to say, you know, that, you know, you need to take control of your life, and people sometimes just don't have the direction on how they take control over their life. But you must take control of your life, and you must educate yourself, because that is the key to ultra success, meaning whatever that means to you. But that's the magic of life.
I agree. And I think that is one of the key things that adversity can bring out in an individual, is the aspects of resilience, of resolve, and resolution. And I think that this is so critically important. There are things that we may not be able to do anything about, but there are some things that deals with ourselves, that deals with our emotions, what we're going through. How are we going to use them to leverage ourselves so that we can move forward? And that's where personal responsibility comes in. And you have gone through bankruptcy 3 times. I mean, that
Yep.
is really, really harsh. Now, one of the things that you recommend quite strongly in your book is that when you started a company at 24 years of age, you were just really doing very well. Things were coming along nicely. But when you got down to bare-bone basics, you really didn't understand what needed to be done to make it continue to be successful. And so many times we start off with something and it's like, woohoo, look at it, it's so sweet, it's so nice, it's never going to change. But you have found that many times to be not a true aspect of reality. But you did something. You hired people.
No.
You utilized people that had more knowledge than you do. Tell us how you managed that.
Well, you know, like you say, I made so many mistakes. At 24 years of age, you don't have all of the life experience that someone else may have had. And although I had a great product and I had a lot of drive, I really didn't know how to be a good business person.
Mm-hmm.
And so after a couple of years of fumbling and falling on my face again, I had to say, I have to get some help. I accepted the fact that I didn't know everything and I wasn't embarrassed. You know, that's a real key. You've got to say to yourself, it doesn't matter that you don't know everything. No one does. And you have to accept the fact that you do need help, and it's okay to get help, and it's okay to ask for help. And so that's really what I did, is I made that determination. I needed help if I were going to survive. And I went out, and I searched out, and I found some of the best people that were, you know, and when I say some of the best, I don't mean that I hired Jack Welch from GE to come in and train me. I found some local people that were really good at what they did, and they had a vested interest in seeing their local community thrive, which mm-hmm. was me in a small manufacturing company. And I really believe that if people look, they will find local people that will come in with a great area of expertise and help them, you know, for much less than they could get in a variety of other areas. And they just have to start looking for it.
Well, I think one of the things, too, that's so significant, and this was a tough thing for me to learn, is that if you don't ask, you don't get. And I can remember being taught when I was young, oh, that's arrogant. That's arrogant. No, it is not being arrogant. If you don't let people know that you need help, number one, if you don't say, I don't know and I need help, who's the best person? You're not going to be able to find that. It's not just by a magic wand or luck. You really have to open your mouth and ask. I think it's
And,
very
you know, going along with opening your mouth, I think that you know, I spend a little time in my book talking about asking and how you should ask and the kinds of people you should be asking, but opening your mind is equally as important because none of us know everything. You know, I believe that I've gotten 35 years of becoming a tremendous business person, but I still don't know everything. I still, every day, my goal for my day is how much can I learn to make me a better business person, to make me a better person so that I can continue to grow.
Nightingale Conant is a company that puts out a lot of wonderful self-help tapes and programs, and that is something that you believe in very strongly, and I support that too. You need to nourish your mind with the same kind of attention like you nourish your body. You need to be able to give it sustenance. And that has helped you tremendously, and you still do it even today.
I just went to a seminar a few weeks ago, and I'm reading a book right now, and I am headed out tomorrow to another seminar. Even though I really believe that I have a tremendous amount of knowledge to share to the world, I'm still continuing to educate myself on a regular basis, and I think that anybody that truly wants to be a superstar, that's what they have to do for themselves. They have to continue that education and up until they die.
I agree with you. You have some very interesting comments in your book, and one of them is about the law of repulsion. And I was just talking with a client just yesterday that we were discussing how she had been making choices about letting people go in her life that really were not supportive. They would sort of chip away with a lot of negative talk, and some of it had a cultural basis to it. Some of it was just a bias. And she said, I had to let go of this association. I could not, I found I was getting bogged down. And this is one of the points that you bring out in your book, Mastering a Healthy Self-Image. And I think that that is significant. You make the statement, you don't put in your mind or in your life what you don't want.
You know, we all believe that family and friends are, you know, an important part of our life, and they are, without a doubt. You know, we've read study after study that shows that if you have a good family and friend network, that you have a life expectancy of, you know, maybe as much as 10 years longer and a healthier end of your life than people that don't have a good family and friend connection.
Mm-hmm.
But good is the key word. If you have a family member that, or your whole family in a sense, is really not positive, healthy individuals. You know, that doesn't mean, you know, I guess what I'm about to say doesn't mean that you cut them off forever, but you limit the amount of time even that you let your family spend with you if they are unhealthy in the way that they live their life, because you become who you hang around. And so if you've got a bunch of unhealthy people in your life, even if they're family, you have to learn to limit that. You have to say to yourself, I'm in control of my life. I'm responsible for my happiness, my prosperity, and so I have to make choices that are not always easy choices, but I cannot let you spend as much time with me as you would like to, because you're not making the best choices for you, and I can't let that influence my life.
Mm-hmm. I've known some individuals that have literally separated from family, and of course there's situations with friends, but they said that exact thing. I cannot do this. I cannot have this in my life. And I think that that is something that when we recognize that we must make those choices, we come out ahead and we have the freedom then to do. And sadly, there are too many times when people, because of indoctrinations that they've received, whether it's culturally, whether it's by society, whatever environment they may be in, they're dumped upon. There's a lot of guilt that's put upon them by other people's comments. And it takes a real insight and depth of understanding to realize you are not what other people think of you. You are what you think of yourself.
Without a doubt. I think that it's imperative that every person take the time to say, if my life is not going in the direction and in the quality of what I am looking for, then what can I do to change those things? And you learn how to make some changes in your life just by asking yourself, is my life going the direction that I want it to be going? And if not, what can I do differently and go about making some changes? Educate yourself on what those changes might be in order to make those changes in your life.
You did something that you never thought would make very much difference or would have a big effect on people. You created a silver coin. It's called a gratitude coin. And I had the opportunity to watch a little video that was done about some teenagers. And the gratitude coin had been given to the teenagers. And there was a very moving moment in the video when a teenage girl took her gratitude coin to a teacher and told the teacher how grateful she was for who she was, because it had made such a difference in this young girl's life. Tell us about this gratitude coin, how it came about, and how it's ended up affecting young people as it has.
Well, about 7 years ago, I had had some good success in my life at that point, and things were going very well, and I said to myself, you know, you have such a tremendous life that you've been able to build here. Certainly you've had some challenges along the way. We all have those, but things were going extremely well for me at the time. And I said to myself, you know, but you keep looking every day for that next level of success, and you're not living in the moment of today as much as you should. So I said, I need to have an anchor that's going to remind me, something that I could touch every day that would remind me to be more grateful, because I believe that being more grateful makes you a happier person. And it was a little elusive to me, that happiness was somewhat elusive to me, even though I was having a lot of success. And I said, I'm going to design this coin. I came up with the idea, And it really was just for me, so that I could carry it in my pocket and I'd touch it every day, reminding me to be more grateful and reminding me to be happier. And so I designed that coin, and then literally at the same time I said, you know, I can go touch people that I'm in contact with, you know, maybe a waitress that I'm getting some good service from, or just, you know, people like that. So I decided to, you know, make a few of them, and I actually ordered about 5,000 of them at the time. And I started just kind of handing them out to people that were doing some nice things for me. And a school teacher happened to see me do that about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, she tapped me on the shoulder and she said, you know what? I saw what you did. That was such an act of kindness, and you did that with that coin. Tell me about the coin. And so I told her about it, and I gave her a couple of coins, and a few weeks later she emailed me and said, I've started using your coins in my classroom with third graders, and it's been so effective that my principal and all the other teachers have been in. The whole school would like to start using your coin. Can we buy some more? And I said, I had not thought of it in that way, that school children would be using the coin to, you know, enhance, you know, acts of kindness, and, you know, giving a coin to somebody that said, mm-hmm. hey, you did a great job today, or maybe somebody picked up some trash in the courtyard out in the school playground. And so I said, I'll give you those coins if you're going to be using them in the school. And so when that happened, all of a sudden, it triggered my head. I said, you know, that's a great idea. I would love to have schools using my gratitude coin to be able to foster the idea of acts of kindness and showing gratitude. And because everybody wants to feel special. I mean, mm-hmm. that really makes a tremendous difference in someone's life when you help them feel special. And so when you give them a gratitude coin, that makes somebody feel special. And so that school started using the gratitude coin. And then within a couple of months, the local news channel did a story on that school that went using the gratitude coin. And then the school that you saw the video of saw that video of the first one. They called me, said, we've got to start using that gratitude coin. And since that time, hundreds and hundreds of schools around the country now have seen that story, have gotten gratitude coins from us, and are using it. And we really believe that we're touching a significant number of people in a different way than I had not thought of being able to do.
Well, I think it is phenomenal. And I think that the effect on people, and you have a wonderful story about a waitress that you met in a restaurant where you handed her a coin, and she had a very special story to share, which I'd like for you to share. But I think when we can acknowledge others, when we can recognize others, when you touch people's lives, people talk about our being in the computer age and how there's such fast communication, but I can tell you that when you talk to someone or you send them a card, texting is not going to cut. It just isn't going to cut it. It is that one-on-one connection that makes life rich, and I think that that's one of the gifts that this coin that you give to others does. It allows them to be recognized, and I think that's special. Tell us about the waitress in the restaurant that you gave the coin to.
Well, I've had the good fortune of doing a lot of that. Over the course of the last 7 years now, I have given out 15,000 coins.
Oh, my goodness.
Most of them personally. So I have lots of stories I can tell you, but I believe the one you're speaking of is I was in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I was having a little meeting with a young lady that I was doing a little counseling with. She was struggling with some happiness issues and So we were just having a long lunch to talk about that and talk about some steps she could take in order to change and start having a greater happiness in her life. And so we ended up spending about 2 hours in this waitress's station. And so I told her, I said, I really appreciate you letting us spend this much time in your station. And I said, I'm going to make sure that I give you a really good tip. But at the end of the lunch, I gave her the tip, but I also gave her a gratitude coin. And I said, I want you to know that I am so appreciative of the fact that you were so pleasant and you had such a great attitude in helping us feel comfortable staying in your station for that period of time. Mm-hmm. And she literally had a tear start to run down her face. And mm-hmm. she said, I am struggling with addiction, and I have been in AA, and right now we're really talking about gratitude, and you don't know what this coin means to me, and the fact that you pointed out, you took the time to say you really had a great attitude and that you appreciated me. And she gave me a hug, and she said, I'm so excited and I'm so grateful that you noticed me and you gave me that compliment. And it's such a warming thing for me to be able to touch people in such a positive way with, you know, it can seem like such a simple gesture that I'm giving a gratitude coin out, but, you know, how many people take the time to make a point of saying, you're special. You did something special for me, and I want to make sure that you understand that I noticed what you did, and here's this token. Here's something that's tangible that you will never forget that somebody said, you're special.
And one of the things that I think happens with a coin, too, people, when they receive the coin, they're going to be grateful themselves. One, that they were recognized, but they may pass it along to someone else. And I think that that is what this gratitude coin that you talk about in your book and that you have passed out 15,000 plus and growing, teacher in the school, sharing it with children that are able to recognize its value and they're thinking about it and it means a lot to them. All of this just compounds. It just compounds. And it is absolutely marvelous, I think, what you are accomplishing because it keeps going and going and going like the little Energizer Bunny. And it is a drum of thought that I think resonates inside of people, and they don't forget it. And, Daryl, your book, Mastering a Healthy Self-Image, is wonderful. You have a website, thewealthyuniversity.com, and people can find out about the gratitude coin there. And is there a special message that you would like to close out with before we say goodbye?
Well, you know, I like to say, believe in yourself with passion. Build that self-confidence, build that self-esteem, go out and touch the world. And if people will go to truewealthuniversity.com, they can put in their name and address, and we will send them a free gratitude coin.
There you've got it. You have something that you can receive. They'll send it to you. Go to truewealthuniversity.com. And they will be happy to send you a gratitude coin. You can pass it along or keep it for yourself just to remind you of how many blessings you really have and how much you have to be grateful for. Daryl, this has just been absolutely marvelous. His book, Mastering a Healthy Self-Image, it's his guidebook to real happiness and enormous success. You'll find out more about his own story and his personal journey, as well as learn some tips that maybe you've heard before, but they come perhaps with a different application. And Take charge of your life. It's yours. It's yours right now. Again, Daryl Knox, thank you very much for being my guest. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects?
Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain?
Well, I'm in Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson. Pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you.
We know you hurt.
We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. By the way, if you want to give me a call this morning, you can reach me at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. This is the first day of my new showtime, and I'm so delighted that you're able to join me. So tell your friends that the Donna Sebo Show is now on at 9 in the morning. What would you do if you found yourself getting kicked? Well, that may sound a little bit strange in a question format. Well, that is exactly what happened with a lady called Madame Barotti. On May 1st, 1907, there was a write-up in a publication called the Daily Mail. This was a woman who was being forced to walk on her hands. That had to have been a real challenge. I don't think I've ever been able to do that in my entire life. There was this elderly woman, her name was Madame Barotti, and she actually went in front of a magistrate in Paris, a particular district in Paris, and she was filing a complaint. She had an unknown assailant. That's right. Now, she didn't want to be locked up because she thought she was going to be called a crazy woman, that she was just going to be put away in a loony bin because of her story. But she went before the magistrate, and she explained this particular situation. She said every time she went through her apartment door, something impelled her to kick her heels up into the air and to walk on her hands. I guess what they did. You're right. They thought she was loonier than a loony bird. Well, an officer went to her apartment. They locked her up. You're crazy, lady. They locked her up. Go to her apartment in Paris to fetch her son. Her son lived with her. So the son came before the magistrate. He was 27 years old. And he said, look, she's not crazy. I cannot explain it. I only know that when my mother, my uncle, and myself, my mother, my uncle, and myself, when we enter the apartment, we are immediately impelled to walk on our hands. So it wasn't just her. It was two other people as well. I mean, this is unbelievable. Well, Monsieur Barotti, Madame Barotti's brother, who was the third person who lived in this apartment, he said the same thing. He said, I've been forced to do this too. He said, everything you're hearing is true. You've got to believe it. Well, then they went and talked to the apartment manager. Get this. He said, all that these people are telling you is true. Everything is true. I thought they were crazy. However, as soon as I entered the rooms occupied by them, I found myself on all fours endeavoring to throw my feet in the air. Well, there was obviously going to be a very logical resolution to this by the magistrate. He ordered all the rooms to be disinfected. I didn't hear the rest of the story, so I don't know what happened after that. But, hey, we always need to find out about odds and ends of things in life and how things can be very unique and unusual. Well, by golly, that's one for the books. All documented, all recorded, it really did happen. This is Donna Sebo, and if you would like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, won't you give me a call at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Well, yesterday, my newsletter went out, and so you're going to have a listing of all of the guests that are coming up, and I'm on my way to Alaska. And I will be there, so the broadcast will be coming out of Fairbanks and Anchorage due to the wonders of technology. The show goes on wherever I am. And speaking of that, I want you to know, tomorrow, because of being en route to Alaska, I am going to have a Best of Donna playing. We're going to be replaying China Skies. And this is going to be a show that we did last Friday, and I know that you will enjoy it. This is absolutely a phenomenal interview, so we're going to be replaying it. Then we are going to be talking with James Mates about quantum leap thinking. At this time frame, we are going through such massive shifts in the mind. It is absolutely amazing to me. I have been meeting so many people whose intuitive skills are just exploding. Well, we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg, and that's what we're going to be talking about. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Mark Ireland. He is learning how to become his own intuitive expert in his own space, but his dad was an amazing psychic. And his dad was featured on the Steve Allen Show, and this goes back into the 50s and the 60s, and it is a fascinating story about his dad, Soul Shift, and I know you'll want to hear it. It's just absolutely incredible. So that's the lineup that we've got for this week, and I invite you to join me. And know also you can give me a buzz at any time whenever you're ready at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And if you're a first-time listener, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And after that, well, let me tell you what I get. Then you can ask me a question about everything, anything you want. Helping people help each other. Daryl talked about that. He has his gratitude coin. Well, there is a woman who decided she wanted to teach something to young girls because she felt that they needed to know about kindness. She had had a daughter. Sue is the name of the mom, her daughter Lauren. Well, Lauren was really having a real tough time at school. She was going through what so many of us in school experience, being snubbed, or you have the cliques in school, or you had someone that's a bully. My goodness, very little changes, does it? I mean, every generation has this same stuff that we have to grow through, I like to say. Well, when she heard her daughter's comments about what was going on in school and the lack of thoughtfulness, she decided that she wanted to make a difference. She said, I have got to do something. I don't know how I can do it, but what can I do? Well, this is what she put together. She put together a pay it forward kit. This is what the kit was comprised of. Each one contained 3 silver heart charms. Now, the kit had a statement with it. It was only $3. And this is what the note in the kit said. Think of something nice to do for another girl. Then give her one of these hearts and ask her to pass on the kindness. Do you know what? The kids were wanting to buy these like crazy. She had had a whole bunch of them done, and they were just disappearing. Mothers were picking them up, giving them to the girls in the family that were in middle school. And a lot of these moms said they wanted their daughters not to be parts of cliques. They wanted them to realize that as individuals that they had a special place and that you didn't have to belong to a clique. You didn't have to go according to somebody else's edicts or demands. You could be your own person. Well, the moms were thrilled with this because they were seeing some wonderful results. There was a fifth grade teacher that saw the girls' attitudes towards each other changing because of these kits. And then the girls themselves started talking about how much it meant to them to be able to have these silver hearts and pass them on to people. One of the girls said, I invited a girl to play with me when she had no one to play with. Another girl said, I gave my heart to a girl who was mean to me, and she gave me a hug. So this has grown. And Sue said she just kept seeing this just grow and grow and grow. And mothers would come to her and say, my children feel so much better. My daughter feels so much better about herself. And one mom told Sue that because of this kit that she had designed, that her daughter was able to stand up to someone that had been bullying her in school. And how her daughter did it. She didn't yell or scream at the bully. This is what the young girl said to the bully. She said, can't we be friends again? She extended a silver heart. And the other girl accepted the heart. The bullying stopped. To date, Sue has shared more than 3,000 Pay It Forward kits. And she said, when you tally it up, that's 9,000 acts of kindness. And it keeps going. Her daughter, Lauren, is 18 years old now and is just thrilled with how her mom's concept has been so successful. But Sue said, all of these girls opening their hearts is beyond my dreams. It's incredible to see what a difference even a small act of kindness makes. And when you think of all the stuff that we're bombarded with day in and day out, acts of kindness, thoughtfulness, my goodness, we wouldn't have to have these wars. We wouldn't have to go through the ugliness. And it's the passing it on. And I remember how Pass It On was conceived by a young boy in school. And this goes back many years. And he did it in his own way, and there was a group that was formed by his peers because he ended up being killed accidentally by a bully, a group, a gang group. And his story was made into a movie. I think it was called Pass It On. You see, we make a difference. You make a difference. At any given moment, you make a difference. And it's so important for you to recognize that. Because you're here for a reason. Maybe you're not going to be on the front of a People magazine. Heck, who cares? But what kind of quality of life are you living so that what you're giving to others is going to enable them to be better because of knowing you? Is that a touch of arrogance? I don't think so. I think of all the kindness throughout the years that I've had, how people's thoughtfulness have enabled me to weather some very, very dark, difficult times. Many times that kindness was never expected. So just keep that in mind wherever you go. You make a difference. Oh, by the way, one of the things, I'll share this with you, especially if you're a parent. One of the things that's suggested, if you want your youngsters or if you want to feel better, limit your social media interaction. People that spend a whole bunch of time in social media, usually, apparently, they don't have real good self-esteem. Get involved with other people. Don't be afraid to participate in life, because that is what makes your life rich. Being involved with people, with animals, living life, not existing in a false reality. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be right back. Call me if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Thompson is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprisin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprisin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. You should give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprisin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about upcoming guests for travel schedules, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is Donna@delphiinternational.com.
And her website is www.delphiinternational.com. Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Welcome back. I wanted to share some thoughts with you. By the way, if you want to give me a buzz, call me at 888-627-6008, and I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. I wanted to share some positive thoughts, since this has been a show about gratitude and kindness. What I wanted to do was share some thoughts about why you should be glad you are living in a time like today. I know we are bombarded with so much stuff that says everything is so, so bad. But there are points of thought and awareness that you need to be aware of.
Caller line 3.
Yes. Oh, we've got a caller. Okay, I'll come back and I'll share some of these thoughts with you. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
My name is Angela, and I'm calling from Steilacoom.
From Steilacoom, Washington?
Yes. Yes.
Well, welcome, Angela. I'm so delighted that you're able to join me, and we're enjoying some pretty good weather.
It's lovely. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. Can't get much better.
I don't think so. I agree with you on that scale. Okay, let's get down to business with you, Angela. The first thing that I'm looking at is the word discipline. I really think that you have some very, very intense challenges that are going to be coming up in the next 3 to 4 months. Now, the reason these challenges are coming up is because you are showing yourself what you are capable of. Now, this isn't going to always be fun. I'm seeing you sometimes getting angry. I'm seeing you sometimes being just totally, well, I think if you could, you'd just sit down in the middle of the floor and you would like to have 15 pounds of chocolate in front of you, about 10 tons of Kleenex, have a good cry, and just say, it isn't worth it. I mean, that's a little dramatic and extreme, but you're going to have these moments. And I look at it and I want to say, you are peeling away a lot of what I call fluff stuff. And it is the stuff of thinking where, gee whiz, I can't do this, I'm not qualified, I don't have education. You know, thoughts like this that sabotage it so quickly. And the reality is, that you are making a tremendous breakthrough this year, in the next few months, about yourself, and you finally are dropping some emotional weight that you have carried for a long time. And there is something either you felt you should have fixed or whatever, and it's gone. It's going to be gone. And you're going to feel very, very much better about the whole thing. You're going to say, okay, this is what I have to do. This is how I do it. This is what needs to be done. And as I'm watching you and I am looking at what's happening, I really think that you are going to make such a breakthrough here. You're going to surprise yourself. And the day is going to be seen by you within 3 months where you're going to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am free. I am free. So there is a real change that you're going through, and it is so significant to you as an individual that a career objective that you have wanted to reach for but felt that that wasn't going to be possible, you're going to be moving forward. You are going to be shifting into new relationships with people. There is a lot going on. So don't underestimate yourself. Even though you have these swings of emotion, I want you to realize those swings of emotion have to be gone through so that you are able to get rid of what you don't want. I hope that makes sense to you. But you are in a significant transitional phase right now. You are living it. And what you have what you've got on the other side, dear, is waiting for you, is I get the word freedom. I feel free. And this is inside of you. Doesn't mean you're not going to have bills and things like this. You are free within yourself. Am I making sense to you?
You're making perfect sense. I've been going through this journey for several years, and I can feel it coming. I can feel the evolution coming to a head, and it's like a train rumbling in my head. It's coming, and it's coming fast, and it does make you turn the mirror in and really consider what you could, what I can do to improve myself. And I'm a full-time student and a single mom of three, and I've really been pushing it forward, and I never did think that I was worthy of much. And then I started thinking about, well, why do you think that? And you're just as worthy as anyone else. And then I started really paying attention to my behavior towards other people. And when I adjusted that and concentrated on making people feel better about themselves, it made me feel better about myself. So it was kind of a blossoming. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm going through that yet, still today. And I'm finally to the point where I really like myself, and I love who I am, and I love the power and the energy that I feel swirling around me, and I'm jumping into that vortex, and it feels wonderful. But there are those times where I question myself and what I'm doing and what my intent and goals are, because I'm not really clear about that point yet.
Well, just know you're going to be fine, but go with those feelings that you have. Don't run from them, because it's enabling you to recognize even more of what you have already accomplished for yourself. And wow, I just think that just from your story, being a single mom, three kids, that is not easy. And going to school, wow, you are just doing an incredible job. Just an incredible job.
You.
And I think your mindfulness is phenomenal. So stay with it, dear. Stay with it.
Thank you very much. I will.
Well, you're more than welcome.
I appreciate your time.
And I'm so glad you were able to tune into the show today. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for sharing your time with me.
It's my pleasure. This is Donna Siebel. My goodness, we are out of time. But, hey, I'll be in Alaska tomorrow, and for those of you listening, there will be a replay of a wonderful, wonderful interview that was done on Friday. I encourage you to listen to it, but I'll be back live on Wednesday. And be sure and tell your friends about the new Showtime, the Donna Sebo Show, now on Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. God bless. Have a magnificent day. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. I'll be talking with you soon. Bye for now.
You have been listening to the Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to the Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.